This is Chris Fisher with the Connecticut Crossroads Project, and I'm joined with
Mary Ambruso.
So, how long have you, are you involved with the running of the fair? Or you just
I was born and raised here in Bridgewater, and I've been coming to the fair ever since I could walk. My dad was a fair electrician, and I'd come with him for weeks ahead of the fair setting up, and then he helped run the corn tent for many years. Now I live really far away in Roxbury, and we still come, my husband and I still come and volunteer every year at the fair, and now we have our two children coming and carrying on that tradition.
What tent do you volunteer in, or what do you volunteer in?
First, when I was a kid, I'd of course volunteer in the corn tent because that's where Dad worked and
right.
helped. And then my husband and I, we started helping in the potato tent, and then we are now working in the main food tent, and we've done EMS for many years.
Okay. Who is your dad?
Stanley Percy.
Okay. So what's special about the fair to you?
Family.
Yeah.
Traditions. Everybody here is family.
I agree. And how have you seen it change?
Excuse me?
How have you seen it change?
Everything's a little bit more modern.
Mm-hmm.
But they've kept a lot of stuff the same.
Yeah.
You know, the food, the parade, the animals, a lot of the good stuff.
What's it like having your kids involved?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
They look forward to it every year.
So, I mean, is there anything, any specific memory you want to share about the fair?
No, not really.
Since you were strong-armed into this.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm going to stop recording now.